Hi everyone! Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline.
And my name is Peter. Every Saturday, we like to review all the things from this week that we can learn together. We can see those features too.
What are some of the fun things that we talked about this week?
Well, we talked about turtles. They were really special. I think they are really cute.
I do too. But they are in danger. We should do something.
Yes, we should. That's very important. We also had a talk about it lesson. And our friends, well, they need to learn how to listen to each other and to be clear when they are asking for things.
That's a lot to cover. So what are we waiting for? Let's watch our lesson together.
And later we'll review together. So here we go.
What are you reading, Taylor?
I'm reading about sea turtles. They are amazing!
I know, but they are in danger.
Yes, people have to be more careful.
How can we help?
We can keep the oceans clean. We throw away trash, and it often goes into the oceans.
And that is dangerous for turtles.
Why is your show about sea turtles today, Rob?
Because sea turtles are interesting animals.
What is interesting about them?
Well, some sea turtles can weigh 2,000 pounds.
Wow! Those are big turtles!
And turtles swim thousands of miles.
But the oceans can be dangerous places to swim.
That's true.
I liked your program about sea turtles, Rob. I learned a lot.
What did you learn?
Turtles lay their eggs in the sand. The temperature of the sand is important.
I know. If the sand is hotter, more baby turtles will be female.
But the turtles' habitat is disappearing.
Yes. People build on beaches, so turtles don't have a place to make a nest.
What do you think about turtles, Alex?
Well, they're delicious.
Alex, that's terrible.
I'm just joking. But some people do like to eat turtles.
They shouldn't. 5 of the 7 kinds of sea turtles are in danger. We should protect them, not eat them.
Yes. We can stop hunting them, and we can use less plastic too. If turtles eat plastic, they will get sick.
The bus is coming. I have to catch it. I am always late, but I can't be late today. I am meeting Jackie. We are working on a project.
Hey, Wendy, wait!
Someone says. I turn around. It's David. I like David.
I have to hurry,
I say.
I have to catch the bus.
Okay, Wendy,
he says.
But can we have dinner tonight?
Oh, hi. I can't believe it. He's asking me to dinner. I really want to go. But I can see the bus coming.
I am so sorry, David,
I say.
But I can't tonight. I am working on a project.
Maybe we can go tomorrow night,
says David.
That sounds great,
I say. I feel proud of myself. I did the right thing. And I didn't miss my chance. I can still have dinner with David. I miss the bus, and I feel bad. Jackie is always on time. I get to Jackie's house, but I am really late.
Jackie, I apologize. I know I am late again.
I see.
But I was...
Look, Wendy.
Jackie says.
I don't care why you are late. You are always late. I have decided I can't work with you anymore.
I'm going to the Jungle Cafe. I want a sugar cookie.
Yummy! Can you get me one too?
Okay, I'll buy you two.
No, I only want one cookie.
What? You just said get me two.
No, I said get me one too.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you correctly.
What are you looking at, Linda?
It's just a fashion app. Are there any good deals on there?
Well, this cute pair of shoes is only $25.
Buy them!
Huh? Are you leaving?
No. Why do you ask?
You said, buy them.
Oh, no. I said, buy them. You should buy those shoes.
Hey, Susie. Here are the flowers you wanted.
Flowers? I didn't want any flowers.
What? You said, when you go to the store, please get me some flowers.
I didn't say flowers. I said flour. I want to bake a cake.
Oh. Oops. That's my mistake. I'm sorry, Susie.
It's okay, Rob. As long as I can keep these flowers, they are beautiful.
Taylor, that burger looks delicious.
It is. I'm sure there are some others in the kitchen.
Whose mother is in the kitchen?
Huh? I don't know. Why are you asking me that?
You said there are some mothers in the kitchen.
No, I said that there are some other burgers in the kitchen.
Sorry, I didn't hear you properly.
Okay, everyone, in this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the conversations.
Yeah, it's a great way to practice together. Don't worry, you won't get a score at the end, so mistakes are okay. Pauline, what's the first question?
Let's talk about turtles. They are in danger, but people can help. How can people help?
Yes, we need to save our turtles. We can help by keeping our oceans clean. Dirty oceans are hurting animals. Let's think of one way to help, okay?
Okay. Well, we can help by not throwing garbage in the ocean.
That's a good one. It's really easy to do. But don't forget, if we put it in our rivers, it eventually ends up in the oceans as well. Okay, so we learned that turtles lay their eggs in the sand. The temperature of the sand is important. Why is that?
Ooh, I thought this was very interesting. If the sand is hot, more baby turtles will be female. That will change how many males there are.
Yes, and when people build things on beaches, turtles have fewer places to make their nests. So what is a nest?
This is the place a turtle makes for their eggs.
kind of like a bird, but it is in the sand.
Okay, so let's change topics. Let's talk about our talk about it. Oh, poor Wendy.
Yes, she means well. She didn't want to be late, but it just happened. Would you forgive Wendy?
Well, it is hard because she is always late. I might feel bad because it seems like she doesn't care about me, and I really need to finish the project.
Friends, what do you think? Would it be difficult to forgive Wendy? Why? But is her friend right or wrong? Make sure to use your English.
So Taylor and Linda are confused. Linda found a cheap pair of shoes on a fashion app. Then what happens?
Well, they didn't understand each other. These things happen sometimes.
Yes, this can happen. So what did they say?
Linda thinks she says, "by then." She thinks she is saying goodbye and is going to leave.
That's true. Well, friends, this was a good review, but now it's time for a short break. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break. Peter, have you ever been with a friend and they said one thing, but you heard them say something else?
Oh, of course. Especially when I am with my friends that speak Chinese. I can say one thing, they think another. I hear one thing, they said something else.
Yes, that happens often in another language. Well, let's look at features from this week, friends.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. We use a lot of energy each day. We need electricity for our lights and to cool our homes. We use oil and gas to make our cars and buses go. But oil and gas cause pollution. Is there a better kind of energy?
Yes, green energy is different. It comes from things such as the sun, the wind, and the water. These things are all natural. In fact, it's called green energy because it doesn't hurt the environment. There are many different kinds of green energy. Solar energy comes from the sun. Special cells collect sunlight and change it into electricity. Power from the sun is not very expensive. It's very clean, and there's a lot of it. Wind power comes directly from the wind. To make enough power from the wind, energy companies build large wind farms. Wind turns the blades of big windmills. As the blades turn, they make electricity. Another green energy comes from moving water. This is the most common kind of green energy. Green energy is not perfect. Sometimes there isn't enough sun or wind when we need electricity. Energy companies also need to spend a lot of money to produce green energy. While green energy is getting cheaper, it can still be very expensive. As these problems are solved, green energy will give us a good way to make electricity, but not pollution.
It is exciting to think about green energy. I hope we can use more power from the sun, the wind, or moving water. We'll see what happens in the future. For now, though, I'll just use the electricity I have. But I'll be careful and not use too much. So, goodbye everyone, and see you next time on Jack's File. Oh, and don't forget to turn out the light when you leave a room.
and say, things are looking good today. Talk about things that you can see. Talk about what you want to be. There's so much that you can say. Words can make a better day. Don't say things that make people sad. Try saying things that make them glad. Helpful words will make them strong. With positive words, you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about words. And here to answer our question is, well, me. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Rob, we have a question today from Kai-Fuo Chang of Taipei, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure. I'll try.
Great. Kai-Fuo writes, I really love English, but there are many words in English that sound the same, but they have different meanings. I often get confused. Can you teach me some words to be careful of?
Sure, Kai-Fuo. I would love to.
Thanks, Rob. First, let's talk about there, T-H-E-R-E, and there, T-H-E-I-R. Those two words sound the same, but they have very different meanings.
Right.
There, T-H-E-R-E, means a place. I can say, sit over there, or there is my mother. And there, T-H-E-I-R, means something belongs to two or more people. Them. These books are theirs, or this is their food. It belongs to those two people.
Right. How about this one?
One, O-N-E, and one, W-O-N. One, O-N-E, means one single thing. I ate one cookie, or I have one sister.
Right.
And we use one, W-O-N, when we talk about winning. It's past tense.
Right.
For example, my team won the game last night. Or my mother won the cooking contest.
Exactly.
Perfect. Thanks for answering our question, Rob. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Hank, next week is very important.
Why?
It's our anniversary.
What? We're not even married.
No, but you've been my boyfriend for almost a month.
Well, that's not an anniversary, Wendy. That's just celebrating 1 month.
Exactly. We need to celebrate our first month together.
Okay, well, how should we celebrate?
I'm so glad you asked. Perhaps you can go shopping. And when you go out, please stop by Tiffany's.
The expensive ring shop?
I heard that!
Super
Sentence Man?
Yes, 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 it is I. And the super sentence for today is, when you do something, please do something else. Now, your girlfriend said, when you go out, please stop by Tiffany's.
Yes, and when you go inside Tiffany's, please get me a nice ring.
What?
No. What do you mean, no? That was a super sentence. When you go inside Tiffany's, please get me a nice ring. Do you have a super sentence for me?
Wendy, when I asked you to be my girlfriend, I didn't know.
Nope. No, and no, silly. It's not when I something. The super sentence is when you do something. Wendy, help us out. Can you give us another example of a super sentence? Do it for Hank.
Certainly, Super Sentence Man. And when you see the ring, please take a picture of it for me.
Perfect! When you see the ring, please take a picture of it for me. No, Hank, I think you need to work on your super sentences.
And your attitude.
All right, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great. You don't have another one, do you?
Oh, of course, Super Sentence Man. Hank, when you take a picture of the ring, please send the picture to me. I want to make sure that it is...
expensive.
Exactly.
Super.
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Reviewing what you have learned is important. Doesn't it help to hear those conversations again?
Yes, it does help. We know that learning a new language is difficult. We understand. We both think that you are doing a great job.
Friends, which was your favorite lesson today? You can talk to a friend about the lesson you liked the most to practice.
Well, I enjoyed our talk about it lesson with Wendy. She's always late. We all have friends like that. We should talk about these kind of situations. Did you enjoy learning about turtles?
That was my favorite lesson. I loved that one.
Yes, and we learned that our beaches are a place we can share with the turtles as well. Well, for now, we're out of time. We'll see you again on Monday for brand new lessons right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.